I was walking around my garden last Sunday, somewhat amazed at how much dust I was kicking up. Because of the cold spring and the late start to the summer, I really hadn't gotten much going yet, so as far as the plants went, I really didn't have much to lose yet either. But it got me thinking about Memorial Day and the near 90-degree temperatures to come. It was going to be hotter and drier. I usually look at Memorial Day, like you, as the turning point into summer. Soon it's dads and grads, 4th of July, and the all-too-short glide back into longer nights and shorter days. I was really hoping that we wouldn't be suddenly hit with a long drought that would suck the fun out of the little period of warmth we get each year up here in the Northeast. I walked on Monday, of course, in the Hanover Memorial Day Parade with my Cub Scout and my Boy Scout, straddling the line between the two. If you ever get to walk in a parade, by the way, I highly recommend it. Not only is it fun to be cheered from time to time, it's good exercise. Monday proved to be too hot for me in the long run, of course, deepening my concern about that long, dry summer to come. As we walk the woods, we can see the effects when it happens. Trees start to change color early, even in July and August, as they recognize the fact that they can't get enough nutrients to their leaves, and they shut off the flow, saying, "Let's get them next year," like we do with the Red Sox in June. Hornets and wasps can be extra angry when there's no water around, and stepping on a nest on a trail in a drought in Marshfield when you're not wearing bug spray and getting the wasps mad at you is not a good idea. Trust me, I know. But lo and behold, the rain has come, and it has given me hope that I will be able to walk on my favorite forested trails this summer up and down the South Shore without fear of unusually swollen earlobes and kneecaps, punctured by those ever so angry stinging insects. Who invited them anyway? I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.